From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp officials expect to have customers in Greene County back to monthly meter reading schedules by this summer. Central Hudson President and CEO Christopher Capone said, and I quote, "The practice of issuing bills with bi-monthly estimates has become a pain point for many of our customers. We have heard their concerns and believe monthly meter readings will provide confidence that a customer's bill aligns with their actual usage on a monthly basis. We feel this is a critical step in restoring trust in Central Hudson," end quote. In 2021, Central Hudson began getting criticized for its estimated monthly meter readings, which were sometimes off by a lot. Currently, the New York State Public Service Commission is investigating problems with Central Hudson billing system and their request for a rate hike. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Casey Abel reports in HudsonValley360.com that the Greene County Legislature voted 13-0 February 7th, with Legislator Mark Lavera absent, to spend almost $1.04 million on a shoreline restoration project at Catskill Point. C.D. Perry & Sons, Incorporated of Troy won the contract with the lowest bid. Lavera said, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to the start of this project. It's long overdue to help sustain the future of the historic Catskill Point. Greene County has made many investments to the property over the years as it's the only official county park," end quote. Officials hope the renovation of the existing shoreline structures, wooden deck and docking facilities, and installation of a sheet pile bulkhead will be done before Memorial Day weekend. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "Memorial Day weekend is when the barn starts to be rented out for weddings," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Lisa reports for Spectrum News that the heads of SUNY and CUNY schools are asking the state legislature for more funding in the new budget. SUNY Chancellor John King said, and I quote, "We need to have in this budget a path forward that addresses the deficit," end quote. SUNY will currently amass a $1 billion deficit over the next decade across its 64 campuses unless the legislature makes a change. Last year's state budget included $163 million in operating aid for SUNY, and Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed budget for this year is at only $54 million. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.